谢谢牧师，所以我想不用翻了。
Since the light of Christmas has been shining for 2,000 years, it's hard to think of what our world would be like if Jesus hadn't been born in Bethlehem.
因为圣诞之光已经照耀了两千年，所以很难想象，假如耶稣没有在伯利恒出生的话，我们的世界会是什么样子的。
True, there is plenty of moral and spiritual darkness remaining, but Jesus is the light of the world.
的确，现在还有很多道德及灵性的黑暗，但耶稣是世界的光。
Even the pre-dawn glow of the soon return of Christ is impacting history and changing lives.
甚至即将回来的耶稣在他黎明破晓前的光辉一直就在影响历史及改变人的生命。
Whatever shadows remain, the deep darkness of the midnight hours has passed.
不论什么阴影仍然存在，但那午夜阴沉的黑暗已经过去了。
To help build anticipation for Christmas, Christians often light a special candle each week on the four Sundays prior to Christmas.
为要帮助越盼期盼圣诞节的来临，基督徒通常在圣诞节前的四个礼拜以前就开始在每个礼拜天点一根蜡烛。
And then a fifth candle on Christmas Day.
然后第五根蜡烛就在圣诞节的时候点燃。
The candles represent the light of hope.
这烛光代表盼望。
The light of peace.
平安的光。
The light of joy.
喜乐的光。
And the light of love.
及爱的光。
These four candles point to the greater light of Christ on Christmas Day.
这四根蜡烛是指向基督在圣诞节那天更大的光。
These five candles are the focus of the cantata we will soon be hearing.
这五根蜡烛是今天我们要听到的那个清唱剧的焦点。
I'd like to share a few thoughts about them.
我想跟你们大家分享我的一些思念。
The hope candle reminds us that the world into which Jesus was born was a place without hope.
盼望的蜡烛是提醒我们，基督是出生在一个没有盼望的世界里。
On a trip to the Getty Museum, I saw exhibits from the first century Roman world.
有一回我去 Getty博物院看到第一世纪罗马人的世界的展览。
A part of what I saw were gravestones and monuments to deceased family members.
我所看到的有一部分是人死去的家属他的墓碑和墓牌。
An inscription that was common for Roman graves went something like this.
罗马人通常刻在墓碑上的字句是这些。
I once was not, then I was, now I'm not, and I don't care.
我曾不存在，我活过了，现在我不存在了，所以无所谓了。
There was no hope.
一点盼望都没有。
They thought in terms something like the modern day slogan, when you're dead, you're dead.
他们的思想跟今天的一句俗话很像，就是说你死了就死定了。
Life seemed meaningless and the future bleak.
生命似乎没有意义，前程没有指望。
Into the hopeless void, Jesus brings the hope of God's approval on our lives, both now and in the age to come.
耶稣将上帝赐予人的盼望带到人现在及将来那无望及虚空的生命里。
Our expression of hope is to be grateful for the earthly blessings, but never to mistake them for true satisfaction.
我们对盼望的表达是要对世上的祝福感恩，但绝不错以为这些祝福就是真正能够使我们满足的。
Our challenge as followers of Jesus is to keep alive within ourselves the desire for our heavenly home.
我们忠贞跟随耶稣的人是要在我们的心里保持一个对天家的渴慕。
We must each press on toward eternal life with God.
我们每个人都要继续勇敢地向那能与上帝同活的永恒的生命前进。
And help others do the same.
也要帮助别人如此的。
The peace candle reminds us that just like today, there were wars and rumors of wars throughout the civilized world when Jesus was born.
平安的蜡烛提醒我们，当耶稣出生的那个时代，就是像现今一样的。
Also like today's world, there was social unrest with crowds demanding justice.
就像现在的世界里面一样，众人都在呼求要公义。
Additionally, the lack of peace involves more than international conflicts, crime, terrorism, and civil disobedience.
并且没有平安，不只是在国际的冲突上，或者是犯罪，或者恐怖主义和内部的谋反上面。
Most people lack peace within their own lives.
大部分的人在自己的生活里面、生命里面就缺乏平安。
There is a whole industry of psychological counseling for troubled individuals.
给心里有困苦的人做心理辅导是一个很大的事业。
And I read that one half of the patients in hospitals are there because of psychosomatic disorders.
我读过说医院里面一半的病人身体的毛病都是出于精神的不适。
Truly, there is a need for peace in the world today.Just as there was 2 millennia ago.
诚然，今天跟2000年一样，都需要平安。
The Apostle Paul writes, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus."
保罗，使徒保罗说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们心怀意念。
God's peace expressed in the Hebrew word shalom is a matter of health and harmony, everything being as it should be.
上帝给我们的平安，希伯来文叫做 shalom, 它是健康、和解和事事合宜的意思。
More than the absence of conflict, it is the reconciliation.Of all things.
不只是没有冲突，而是所有的都调和了。
The joy candle reminds us that Jesus was born at a joyless time in history.
喜乐的蜡烛提醒我们，耶稣是生在历史上一个毫无喜乐的时代。
Life was brutish and short.
人生是残酷及短暂的。
Many people sought happiness.But when that failed, they settled for pleasure.
许多人追寻快乐，但失败后就只好有乐子就算了。
Other people embraced the philosophy of Stoicism, which avoided emotional extremes one way or the other.
其他的人呢，信奉坚忍克己的哲学，想办法避免情绪有极端的反应。
Real joy was a scarce commodity for the people of Bethlehem.Under Roman occupation.
在罗马人占领的那个伯利恒，真正的喜乐是很少人能够拥有的产物。
But joy is a powerful force within the lives of God's people.
但喜乐是属神的人生命里面的一个大的力量。
Nehemiah said to the Jews who were facing great hardships, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
尼希米就曾向面临困苦的犹太人说，靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
The New Testament lets us in on Jesus' secret strength, how he was able to endure suffering and shame for us.
新约让我们看到耶稣秘密的力量，他如何能够为我们忍耐， 忍受苦难和羞辱。
We are told to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
人告诉我们要将眼光放在耶稣身上，仰望为我们信心创始成终的。
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Joy is the irreducible mark of the Spirit in a Christian's life.
喜乐绝对是基督徒生命里面一个圣灵的记号。
It can't be faked.
是不可能假造的。
Peter writes of the joy of our love for Jesus.
彼得写出了我们对主爱的喜乐。
Though you have not seen him, you love him.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
And even though you did not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
The love candle.Reminds us that Jesus has brought a profoundly different kind of love.
爱的蜡烛提醒我们，耶稣带来了一个完全不一样的爱。
A prominent kind of love at the time of Jesus' birth was a I'll love you if kind of love.
在耶稣出生时，那个世界上最大的爱是我爱你，假如你的那种爱。
It was conditional.
是有条件的。
It says, I'll love you if you love me in return.
我爱你，假如你回爱我。
Or, I'll love you if you do what I want.
或者说，假如你按照我所说的做的话，我就会爱你。
Or, I'll love you if there's an advantage for me.
或者对我有好处的话，我就爱你。
But Jesus taught us,If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you?
耶稣教导了我们，他说我，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？
Even sinners love those who love them.
就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。
And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you?
你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？
Even sinners do that.
就是罪人也是这样的。
And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you?
你们若借给人，指望从他收回，有什么可酬谢的呢？
Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full.
就是罪人也借给罪人，要如数收回。
But love your enemies.Do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get anything back.
你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还。
Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High.
你们的赏赐就必大，你们也必做至高者的儿子。
Because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked.
因为他恩待那忘恩和作恶的。
Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
你们要慈悲，就像你的父慈悲一样。
Christian love involves forgiving all who have wronged us.
基督徒的爱包括饶恕所有得罪我们的。
And seeking the greatest good for our fellow human beings.
并且要为众人寻求他们最大的益处。
This is the kind of love that Jesus demonstrated in sacrificing himself for us.
耶稣为我们牺牲自己，就表明了这种爱。
As the Apostle John notes, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
正如使徒约翰所说的，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
Truly, Jesus is the light of the world who brings hope, peace, joy, and love into the hearts of those who trust in him.
耶稣的的确确是世界的光，他给凡相信他的人心里带来了盼望、和平、喜乐及爱。
Have you experienced Jesus in your life?
在你的生命里面，你有经历过耶稣吗？
Have you opened your heart to him?
你有向他把你的心打开吗？
Jesus promises us, ask and you will receive.
耶稣应许我们寻找的就寻见。
Seek him and you will find him and a whole new life beside.
寻求他的就会寻到他，并且还会有一个全新的生命。
Amen.